Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, the dog.
All right, welcome back. It's our radio show here on The Fan Thursday.
Sports.
Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful
like
day.
Like 75 degrees out
I
there.
Know.
Sunny, blue sky, marijuana.
Perfect.
What?
Perfect drinking weather.
You know, it really is.
Yeah.
Let's find more sun.
As a matter of fact, I was just thinking that I'm going to go home tonight and have a drink out back.
I was doing some yard work today, and I thought about it, because I have the beer fridge is in the garage. And so I had the mower out and was doing some trimming and stuff. And it's like one of those.
Yeah.
It's like it's the middle of the day. And
yeah, I never like to do that.
You know, I had to go because
I'm professional.
Well, exactly.
But there's not a day goes by I don't think about that.
It was
on nice days.
It was close.
Yeah.
But I was going to go work out afterwards. And so it didn't quite, you know, I felt like, is there a worse time to drink than when you're going to work out? Or is that the best time?
Well, the worst time to drink is when you're going to work.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean,
I had some time in between.
A workout, yeah. I could get through and then just drink again.
Yeah.
Or keep drinking.
Yeah.
But work, why even drink if you're getting ready to go to work?
It's a valid point.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. I did stare at some Rainiers, though, in the fridge for a brief moment and thought about it. And I was like, yeah, you're fine. Wait till tonight.
That's right. Give you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, the Bucks have cleared Damian Lillard.
I know. That's kind of amazing.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah. Ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
So he's off blood thinners, and they are not saying, but he's going to ramp up his activity, and he could be back in time for game 2.
Yeah, the Bucks medical staff said they've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, they said that doctors have told Bucks officials that the speed of Lillard's recovery has never been seen before, but it occurred because of early treatment, detection, and specialists working on him before the formal diagnosis.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
When you get blood clots, I mean, you're down for a while, and for some guys, like,
well, isn't that Wemby?
Yeah, Wemby's got it, and Christian Barrymore had it for the Patriots. Their big defense lineman didn't play all year, and there were some people that were questioning, like, what does that do going into next year? I mean, blood clots can end careers. So Damian Lillard, I feel like this has been like a month and a half, maybe? It wasn't that long ago that Lillard got diagnosed with this. Although,
that's when we knew about it. See, I feel like they've known about this for a while.
Because they did say, like, they were working with
early
specialists.
Yeah.
The last game he played was March 18th. So it's been about a month since he played.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or should I say obscene?
It is obscene.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope he comes. One, it's insane. It bums me out that I'm a big Lillard guy.
I hope you bet on Milwaukee before he was back. You know, they had good odds.
I bet. Lillard is maybe my favorite Blazer of all time, and I don't hold him accountable for what went down here. And I just, I want it to work out in Milwaukee, and they've never really been healthy together. Right. And it just hasn't quite clicked. I think it would be freaking awesome if Lillard came back this postseason and they went on a run.
They've never been healthy together.
No, Giannis missed the playoffs. He was
last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It hasn't.
I don't remember.
Hasn't
that.
Clicked. So it'd be fun to
How
watch.
How many games have they played where they're both healthy? And what's their record?
I'll take a look.
Because I thought they played a bunch and was off.
They have not been great. Well, yeah. that first year especially was pretty awkward. But postseason, Giannis was out. I'll try to find some.
Well, the blood clot is nothing to overlook. It's like it killed Jerome Kersey. It can kill you.
Yes.
So it's a very serious thing.
And when you're on blood thinners, you can't play because obviously you can't risk getting injured when you're on blood thinners.
Yeah. So he's off the blood thinners now, and hopefully he'll be great. And Milwaukee makes a run in the East. I'd be rooting for that.
Absolutely.
I have no East team.
Well,
I have no dog in this fight.
And let's be honest. I mean, outside of Cleveland and Boston, there's not a single intriguing team in the East. And you throw Milwaukee, and where would they be in the what would the bracket set up if Milwaukee were to make a run? What are
they're the five?
They the five? Is anybody? I'm taking a look. The old playoff bracket.
Yeah, they are the five. They would take on the winner of Cavs and the eight seed.
Yeah, so they're going to take on the Cavaliers.
They can beat the Cavs.
You're telling me you wouldn't want to watch a little Cavaliers Bucks with Giannis and Dame? Let's go.
I mean, if anything will get me to watch the East, it will be them.
Yeah, Giannis calf injury sidelined him for the entire 2024 first round series against the Indiana Pacers.
I don't remember that. And then the Pacers beat him?
Yeah. Pacers knocked him off.
Come on, Dame.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2023, lower back contusion, game one against Miami, missed game five, game six against the Hawks. So, yeah, with the knee. So he's been banged up a little bit.
Are you talking about Giannis?
Giannis. He's had a history of being banged up a little bit. But, yeah, last year with the calf. So, and then this year, it hasn't really clicked out there for them. It has not been a great pairing. But I just think it'd be fun to watch Milwaukee make a run, and I'm rooting for Dame. I would like to see Dame get one, and I don't know, get some validation when he left Portland, because I think right now he's kind of a forgotten guy. Like, no one talks about him.
Remember when when Dame was traded there, we were like, oh my God, they're going to win. Not one, not two. We thought that was going to be awesome.
Well, there was the idea that when you take a team that already won a title, and Giannis at the time was, you know, a top three player. I think some of that has faded a little bit with the injuries, but making no mistake about it, Giannis is one of the true talents in the NBA that has won a championship before. Yeah. Adding an all NBA guy and Damian Lillard, who's big in clutch moments. Yeah. Everyone thought that Milwaukee instantly became one of the favorites, especially in the East. And they just,
it's just still weird that they haven't gelled. Like, what is that? That's just a weird, and they have they brought in Doc Rivers.
Well, and that was half the problem with the coach, right? You know, their coach got fired, and you know, it's been a mess. Just has
odd operation.
Yes.
But we bet on stars in the playoffs, right, Jace?
Yes, you do.
Got a couple of them there in Milwaukee.
If one can come back from the calf.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers speaks on The Fan. Four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers says he is still undecided about his future.
In one of the douchiest quotes. Like, he speaks in dumb catchphrases. What do you have today?
I have his quotes. Can I read them?
Yeah, get the quote out.
So here's the thing. He was on Pat McAfee show, 45-minute appearance, and I'm more confused than ever as to what the hell the holdup is.
Yeah.
Here are some of his quotes. He said, "I wasn't stringing anyone along. I wasn't holding anyone hostage. I was honest from the jump about where I was at mentally and some of the constraints I have in my life right now that warrant my attention. I'm open to anything and attached to nothing.
That
retirement could still be a possibility, but right now my focus has been and will continue to be on my personal life. And that's what I've told the coaches. There are still conversations that are being had. It's all been very honest lines of communication.
I'm open to anything attached. Go away. Just..."
Then he said,
"Go away."
He also said next week's NFL draft will have no impact on his plans. He says, "I was kind of shocked. Now, I'm not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, if they want to move on, that's totally fine. But shocked because I flew across the country. You could have told me this on the phone. if we weren't even going to have a conversation. That is, I kind of.
He's talking about the Jets.
He's talking about the Jets there.
Yes.
Yeah. So in refuting reports that he asked for significant money or a multi-year deal, Rodgers said he told teams he would play for $10 million a year. He said, quote, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30 million or $40 million. That's absolute bull shark. I said I'll play for 10, whatever, end quote.
I don't know. He's at the point with me where I just don't believe him. One, I don't believe he's playing for $10 million. One, I don't believe that he's not asking for control of the offense. One, I don't believe that he's not asking for some personnel,
control?
Considerations. Because everywhere he's gone...
Input or influence.
Yeah, it's so... And all of a sudden now that you're just, I'll play for nothing. $10 million or whatever. I don't buy it. He's an afterthought to me. He's an eye roll. Talked about the Minnesota thing in there. There's a reason why no one wants to touch this guy.
So here's what he said, with the exception
of Pittsburgh.
Here's what he said about the Steelers. Asked by McAfee if the Steelers have given him a deadline, he said he's operating on his own timeline. Quote, this entire time, I haven't felt like I owe anyone a decision at any point. This is my life now. I've been upfront with them about that. If you need to move on, if you need to do something else, by all means. I don't think it's fair to the Steelers or anyone while I'm dealing with a lot off the field. I want to keep the lines of communication open. The people who need to know. End quote.
Yeah.
So he's insinuating something's going on in his personal life that's holding him up.
Do we think
that's true?
I don't know. Again,
that sounds bogus to me.
I never know what to make of that guy. He's a known liar. I mean, and I'm not, look, everyone can split truths or whatever, but the guy is a master of saying one thing and then coming back and being like, no, I never said that. It's semantics. The whole, whether it was the vaccinated thing or whether it was I had the commitment somewhere else and it turned out he was at some stupid ayahuasca conference or whatever. Claimed it was cleared and that it wasn't. I just don't believe what he says. And I think that you're seeing teams really, there's one team left that wants anything to do with him. And that's just because they backed themselves into a corner. I also don't believe for a second, because he says in there, I was listening to some of it, that he's not waiting for a better situation. And that's a lie too. Multiple reports are coming out. And again, these are all unconfirmed, but I tend to believe these more than Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee interview, which he's paid $1 million to do. They're basically saying that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go to a place that he doesn't feel that he can win. He's waiting for a scenario, which is why the Minnesota thing made sense, and he doesn't believe that Pittsburgh is good enough. But this is my problem. Pittsburgh is a solid team. They're 10-7. That's a playoff team. It's not getting any better than that. But according to those sources that I read today, this was who was it? I think it was from one of the New York papers, and they were saying multiple sources were just simply saying that he is waiting for something better to fall into his lap.
And that he's more likely to sit initially than he is to sign with a team that he doesn't think can win.
So he's using this whole personal life thing as an excuse to wait?
Yes. He's waiting to see if something better falls into his lap, and they're saying that he doesn't want to play unless he feels that he can win a Super Bowl, which...
That's fair.
That's fair at this point in the age, but you also have to realize, that's not happening. It's not.
Well, it could.
To say that you're not holding people hostage, well, you kind of are.
It could have. Yeah, he definitely is holding people hostage. But I also think there's some blame that goes to the Steelers. The only team he's holding hostage is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because Minnesota already said no, but, they may circle back, but they don't have to. They have another quarterback. The Steelers put themselves in this situation.
Yeah.
Nobody else. He's not holding anyone else hostage, but I think it's possible that a situation comes up where Aaron Rodgers is the perfect fit if a guy gets hurt or whatever, and all of a sudden you got a shot, maybe a long shot, but a shot at a Super Bowl. That's possible.
Yeah, I mean, the possibility is that anytime, let's say Josh Allen blows out a knee in the third week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about Mahomes?
Yeah. Something like that.
What if Mahomes gets hurt?
Yeah, if something like that happens, then yes. And this was the old Tom Brady thing, right? Like, do you have Tom Brady on speed dial? Or when anytime a quarterback retires, Andrew Luck was there for a little bit. It was always that idea of when something bad happens, can you pick up the phone and call someone? I just hope people realize that when you're calling Aaron Rodgers right now, you're getting probably... the 16th or 17th best quarterback in the NFL, which is better than any backup, but we get caught up in the name thing. Like the Aaron Rodgers from 5 years ago is not walking through that door.
I know, but you know what hurts us in that regard is I think watching an old crippled Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's that. It's this idea that just the veteran presence and just the know-it-all, or, you know, what he knows and his experience and all that is useful.
Yeah.
And he's still, I mean, he's way better than Manning was
Manning when he was in Denver. Was a shell.
So I think that, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. All this rigmarole, why does he go on the Pat McAfee show and make things more confusing and worse for himself?
Because he gets paid a lot.
He loves that.
He gets paid a lot. And this is the other part that drives me crazy about Aaron Rodgers. A lot of guys do this, where they claim to hate the media, and yet they're addicted to it.
He loves being part of the conversation. He loves it. He will never say that, but he does. Otherwise, he wouldn't do this.
But he only goes on with his buddy.
Right.
Well, and again, that pays him a bunch of money to do it.
So. Well, right, but he won't go on with anyone else.
Because he doesn't want to answer the tougher questions that someone wants to press him on. And, and McAfee will love him softballs.
He gets paid a bunch of money, and he gets to stay in the conversation. And he loves being in the conversation. He's the guy that's the smartest guy in the room that wants you to feel his presence. And
so here's another quote.
I'm telling you, if I was an NFL team, I want nothing to do with
it. He says, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year that are important to me. And I have a couple people in my inner circle that are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focused. Most of my attention is there. To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. And I have a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation. I had some good conversations, but I've been upfront with all of them.
Does it also say something that you are getting a 41-year-old quarterback that doesn't necessarily want to play, is distracted, and can't commit? So why, if you think that you're just going to bring in Aaron Rodgers and then in 2 months he learns your offense and everything is great and you have this symbiotic relationship with your receivers, dude, this is, if you sign up for, even if you're Pittsburgh at this point and you sign up for this, dude, you're just asking to get kicked in the balls repeatedly. This is the problem that they had in Green Bay. He will not commit. So you don't get to sit there and just sit around and be like, well, I have other things going on. And then one day, sometime in the middle of July, be like, okay, I'm ready to play football. That's not the way this works. I'll go back to the Brett Favre thing. At least I'll give Brett Favre credit, even though he's a scumbag human being. Brett Favre said that he didn't want to do anymore because he couldn't do the preparation that it took. He could still play. He couldn't do the year-round stuff. And I don't care how talented you are. At the age of 41 years old, you can't be a part-time football player. And I think for the last 2 or 3 years, Aaron Rodgers has been a part-time football player. And that doesn't work.
So he said, did you read this stuff about, I didn't hear the interview as it happened, but I was reading this stuff about him sitting down with Aaron Glenn, the new Jets coach?
Yeah.
Did you read that?
I was listening to the interview, jumping around during parts of it.
So he said he was fired less than 1 minute into the meeting with Aaron Glenn, adding that Glenn went a little rogue and expressed concern that his authority would be undermined by Rodgers. He said, I figured when I flew across the country on my own dime, there was going to be a conversation. The confusing thing was, and it was very strange, that when I went out there, I meet with the coach, we start talking, and he runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. Then he comes back with the GM, and I'm like, all right. So we sit down in the office, and I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country, and 20 seconds in, he goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going in a different direction at quarterback.
See, and I just don't. I don't believe
that. He said, I was kind of shocked. Now, I'm not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, if they want to move on, that's fine. But shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone if we weren't even going to have a conversation.
So again, I'm expected to believe that Aaron Glenn sat down with Aaron Rodgers and then 20 seconds later got up, went and got the GM, came back, asked one question, and then when Aaron Rodgers gave you the answer that supposedly you wanted to hear, then you were like, no, we're going, stop that. That's not the way that conversation went. It's just not. But there were those reports that when Aaron Glenn took the job, he didn't want to deal with Aaron Rodgers, which is what I've said all along. When you get Aaron Rodgers, and this has been true for everyone at Green Bay, from McCarthy to LaFleur into New York, that Aaron Rodgers wants his offense run the Aaron Rodgers way. And Aaron Rodgers wants his sorts of receivers and wants to bring his guys in and wants to have a say and be able to work his offense at the line of scrimmage. And if you're Aaron Glenn, you're trying to change the culture of the team that certainly needs to be changed. Why on God's green earth would you want Aaron Rodgers? Which is why, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, why would you do that to J.J. McCarthy? Why would you bring in Aaron Rodgers and say, well, hey, J.J., this is the guy we're learning
they
from?
They said no.
Yeah.
All right, up next, let's learn about the moon tree on In the News. Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Michael Massey, who I hate, is hitting 182. Biggio's playing tonight. He's up to 207 because he got a hit.
Feeling good. So we're claiming fake news.
Very much fake news.
Don't bring that BS up into our house.
The Pasquatch is hitting 194. Hey,
there's plenty of bad Royals hitting to go around. We don't need fake stats being thrown out there.
That's right. It is April 17, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted and humbled and handsome and awesome newsman. Thank you.
Humble for sure.
Please be seated. The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com, is le sponsor. That is French.
For the sponsor.
It is national. But also, I think I'm awesome. It is National Kickball Day, a very underrated sport, in my opinion. Boy, well, activity.
I couldn't tell you the last time I played a game of kickball. Yeah.
But, no one really plays kickball, but I think kickball is sneaky cool.
Sure. Like when you're out at a family reunion,
perhaps
if
a
you
picnic,
there you
a
go.
Company retreat even.
We had kickball. You know, we had you played in PE.
Channing Frye for a while tried to get kickball going in Portland. I remember that.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. Not playing kickball, but remember, I think he was trying to get like a kickball.
I remember something about that.
Yeah, he was trying to get some sort of Portland kickball league going. I don't know, something like that.
It is also International Ford Mustang Day.
Oh, you gotta love the Ford Mustang.
I know you do. Yeah. And of course, that was my first car. Mm-hmm. It's a 1965 Ford Mustang.
It makes me very jealous. That's one of the cooler first cars that you could possibly have.
Burned up in a McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah.
Channing Frye, now an analyst for Turner Sports and also big in the wine game.
Mm, okay. Does he still live in here?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, the keys.
Are you sure? Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I have heard hide nor hair nor anyone that has anything. Like when you go to charity events and like the Maurice Lucas, like you, he
yeah, would've, he's usually kind of around.
He's
huh?
He would have been around because when he was here, he was around at all those things. I haven't seen him in years.
Well, we're about to have a local moon tree, Jace. I know this gets your
party at the moon tree.
Does this get your plant pants tight?
You know, I love it. Love my plants, although I'd probably kill it.
Just today, Camas High School, your favorite high school up there.
Go Papermakers.
Will plant a rare moon tree on its campus.
The moon tree.
Do you know what that means?
No, I do not know what it means.
You just got to keep living, man.
Whenever I hear moon tree, I just think of the moon tower.
So it is a seedling grown from seeds that traveled around the moon on NASA's Artemis 1 mission. How about that?
I'm still not
You're not interested?
Well, I'm not following. So it,
well, they took the seeds up to space, bro.
So the seeds are completely unaltered, except they just happen to have orbited the moon, and that makes this tree somehow special.
So I could take, right. I could take any tree or bush or anything, and I take it for a lap around the moon, and then so it's not a rose bush, now it's a moon bush.
You could take a packet of ketchup around the moon, and then you have moon ketchup.
I think there may be something to the fact that it can't have pre-existed. It had just been a seed that went to the moon.
But it's still a...
I know,
it doesn't change. I don't think going around the moon altered. It's not
it's a whole different tree now.
It doesn't become the Incredible Hulk.
No.
This isn't the Fantastic Four.
No, it's just kind of cool.
Is it?
No, it's not even that.
But Camas is doing it, and they're making a big deal of it.
Yeah, big ceremony today. The Artemis Moon Tree Program continues a tradition that began over 50 years ago with the Apollo 14 mission, where astronaut Stuart Roosa carried seeds into lunar orbit. It continued its legacy in 2022 by flying 1,000 seeds from 5 tree species over 280,000 miles through space. These seeds have since germinated into saplings, serving as living reminders of humanity's connection to space, science, and the environment.
Again,
by the way, this is a Douglas fir tree.
Yeah, so it's just, they're planting a Doug fir.
They are, but it's a very special Doug fir in that it's seed.
But no one would know unless they told everyone that this indeed is a moon tree.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there would be no way to know.
No, there's no way to know. But
do you think there are any moon trees out there amongst us that we don't even know
if
about?
If there would be. I'm assuming anytime someone plants one of these, there's a plaque.
Well, what if it were the aliens back in the day? Oh. What if aliens were here?
Well, then that wouldn't be a moon tree.
And planted
tree.
A bunch of space trees.
That wouldn't be. Then it would be a space tree. It's not a moon tree.
Well, whatever. Whatever. What's the difference?
Plaques. You need plaques. If there's no plaque, then it's not a moon tree.
Yeah, if you're not constantly telling the world, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, Camas was among a select few schools nationwide chosen to receive a moon tree as part of this historic initiative. So...
It's historic?
How'd they even That's get right. bestowed upon with such an honor? I mean...
I don't know. It's a good question.
Did they win a contest?
Probably or? Money. Don't they have a bunch of rich people
bidding
up there?
On the moon tree seeds?
That's where the... That's where all the rich people that I used to, like... That used to be around me in Vancouver, they've all moved out there.
Like, it's funny how things like this go to communities like that.
Exactly. Looking right at you, Gillespie Dental. They all live out there in Camas now.
It must be nice out there. I haven't spent much time in Camas.
It's
I've played Camas Meadows.
Well, it's the Laco of I know, Southwest Washington.
Yeah, I get that.
You're saying Gresham's not getting the moon tree?
No.
No, I don't think it is.
Outside of
fact, it did not.
Outside of Park Rose High School, they're not planting a moon tree. I'll tell you that right now. Mountain View High School in the Couve, Hudson's Bay, no moon tree. Camas, moon tree.
Somebody on the text line says, moon trees are like vegans. Don't worry, they'll tell you.
I think that's yes.
Hey, coming up next, it was the strangest police response that we can remember. It was that situation we talked about the other day with the guy running around with the knife.
But no one was shot.
Well, they didn't shoot him, but they also didn't arrest him. They just left him.
Just gotta let him go.
They're like, we'll get him another time.
We know.
I've never heard of the police doing that ever. Like, we'll come back. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of people gave him food and money.
Yeah, they let him. They were assisting him. He was shirtless in hospital pants.
No, he wasn't. I actually looked closer at the film.
Yeah.
Those were jeans.
Oh.
They just looked like the color of blue.
So he was shirtless, but in jeans.
Yeah. Very, what should we say, cut.
He was in shape?
Yeah, very in shape.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Not an ounce of fat on the guy.
Well, it's, you know, the
kinda like me.
Like in Jesus shape. You know,
he was.
He's running lean and mean.
He looked like Charles Manson. Anyway, they didn't arrest him. It's so strange. Well, today, they arrested him.
We got him. Well, maybe their plan worked then, right?
What and plan?
The plan to not shoot him.
What if he had stabbed
concepts of a plan.
What if he had stabbed somebody in between not arresting him and arresting him?
I think you'd look pretty silly.
In the face!
Didn't really get it.
It was last year we released that guy from the mental hospital who said that he was going to bash someone's head in, and then on his way out of the mental hospital, he crushed that lady's head with a rock.
Well, he stole the van, right?
No.
Is that the one that stole the van?
No, that was a different guy. Literally, there was a dude that was like, when I get out of here, I'm going to bash someone's head in. And as he was leaving the front door of the hospital, he picked up a rock and bashed a lady's head in.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that happened.
God.
It'd be like that. Like, we're going to let him go tomorrow. It's no big deal. And then he knifed someone. But in this case, it worked out. Maybe they knew somehow. Maybe there was an oracle that said, you pick him up tomorrow.
All right. We'll get to that story next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think big, tall, black guys stand out everywhere. Is there a place where big, tall, black guys don't stand out? He's like 6'10", 6'11".
No, but here especially.
Yeah.
Black, please. Thank you. I'm going to text him.
He texts me, hey, are you around?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to text him that.
Random? Do you still live here? When's the last time you talked to Channing Frye? And is he going to be aware that you are?
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He used to come on our show. Remember, we used to do a bit with him.
Well, I know. Hence the kickball thing. But do you think I forgot that Channing Frye came on the program? I'm just saying, it's a bold move of you after all these years, assuming that Channing Frye is going to answer your text message.
New contact name. Should I update?
Yeah. I'm waiting for the... I want,
new phone, who dis?
That's what I want.
I text him.
God, I want nothing more than Channing Frye to hit you with a new phone, who dis.
So police closed in on Northwest 21st and Northwest Hoyt Street today, evacuated some businesses, as well as notified the school across the street. They brought in the CERT team, which is the Special Emergency Reaction Team.
Sure.
Hey, there's Channing right there. Hold on, I got to text here. Got
new,
to text him
new
back.
Phone, who dis? Are we going to say what he responded?
He said, in Portland? I said, you still live here? He goes, in Portland? Oh, I got three bubbles. I'm live texting with Channing Frye.
Wow, look at this. Look at this. We've gone from a police emergency to now waiting on bated breath if Channing Frye still lives in Portland.
So they said that they were closing in on the tent where that dude that we talked about a couple days ago who had the knife.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I offended him. He said, I've been here for 17 years. I live in West Lynn now.
You ass. Maybe we get to that during the break. I need to know about my...
You're right. I don't need to be live texting.
This live texting might be a little...
He gave me an LOL, though.
I do like that I've lived here for 17 years.
Yeah, he's like, dude,
he LOL'd you. That's great.
He did.
He's laughing out loud over there. You're entertaining him.
So they brought in the CERT team, which stands for... Did I say what that stands for?
You did, yeah. Before you got distracted with your LOL. Yes.
Special Emergency Reaction Team. So they had to bring in the special unit. Maybe that's what they were waiting for, because this is a guy who had the gun, the knife.
Yeah, the knife.
And he lunged at an officer the other day. The guns were drawn. That was over by that pizza place.
They didn't shoot him.
Not shoot him.
Then the pizza place patrons gave him money and food.
Well,
and then
he ran over to the pizza place. So he's running away from the cops. Yeah. Guns are drawn. He has a knife. Very dangerous. There's a bunch of people. There's a woman with a baby stroller.
He's already lunged.
And he's running.
Yeah.
And he goes and sits down right in front of the pizza parlor. And the cops... leave.
It does seem
so weird.
It seems,
but maybe say they said they knew him. So
yes, because I and the one I read it said repeat offender.
Yeah, so maybe they knew that it was best to just de-escalate this particular situation. He's harmless, even though he has a knife and he looks like Charles Manson.
Well, and how are you harmless when you've lunged with the knife?
Well, they know better than we do that. See, we have to trust.
This goes back to my problem when we called because there was a naked guy swinging a stick in the parking lot, and they told us, don't worry, we know him, he's fine. No. You don't get to be naked and swinging a stick at people and have them be like, eh.
And they ran off. They left.
Yeah. They were like, we'll beat him.
So maybe they were just waiting because they knew where his tent was.
Of course.
And so they were just waiting to bring in the CERT team and like catch him off guard.
They did show up with the RV though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And he was in his tent and they pulled him out of there and they arrested him. He has some outstanding warrants.
Yeah.
And they added a new warrant for his attempt of assaulting the officer the other day.
I don't want to get into it. I'm sorry.
What?
at some point.
Did you see what was in his tent?
Yeah, I did see what was in the tent. First off, where did he get the fantasy dagger? Was he shopping at Excalibur down at the mall?
I don't know, but that's a badass dagger.
Yeah, he's got one of those knives. If you've ever been, like, every mall that you've ever been to has that one weird store that sells, like, Zippo lighters and then, like, weapons from Lord of the Rings. The dude's got, like, some sort of giant fantasy dagger and then a giant can of bear spray.
Yeah, he has bear mace.
He's got bear mace. Can we?
His name is. Where's his name?
I don't remember his name. Was.
His name is Raul Nava Jr.
Yeah. Can we?
44 years old.
Can we put him away for a while until he isn't crazy anymore?
I think that's the problem. Is no, they won't.
Well,
I
bet you. Put him in jail.
So we've got a repeat offender who carries around bear spray and a knife, and he's lunging at people. And we're just gonna do that. Yeah, you know what, bud.
Dude, that's a Tuesday around here.
No harm, no foul. We're going to slap him on the fanny, call him a rascal, send him back out there until he puts that knife in someone. And then we're going to be like, oh.
That old rascal Raul.
That old rascal Raul. Don't worry about him. He's fine.
Here's what Bob Day said. He's our police chief. He said, I understand the concern of local businesses and residents who sought a more timely resolution. However, these situations are complex, and we always try to make thoughtful decisions that balance the severity of the situation with potential negative outcomes. Our top priority is always a safe resolution for everyone involved.
Well, you're
kind of vague.
He's lunging at people with knives.
What would you say you do here?
I don't know, man.
Although he does have good abs, I'll give him that.
Yeah, no, he's cut.
He's in great shape. Still,
I want that,
dude. If I'm walking down the street and I got some homeless dude who's lunging at me with a knife, I don't want the resolution to be, Raul's fine. That old rapscallion Raul, I will pick him up tomorrow.
Their guns are on him.
Yes.
And they just holster him and drive away. That's
something tells
terrifying.
Me, something tells me that if I pull out my my fantasy dagger and start waving it around the cops, I don't think that they're like, Sucanic's fine. He'll be all right. We know where he lives. We'll pick him up tomorrow. I don't think that's the way that goes down. For God's sakes. Any bets on how long he's in there? 72 hours.
I want to know what the other warrants are.
Yeah.
I would say under 72 hours, but I don't know what they wanted him for.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems pretty... I mean, it seems kind of intense, so I maybe he'll stay in longer, but no more than 30 days.
Yeah. Can we get him, talk about his exercise program? Maybe, like, you know.
Yeah, totally.
What are you doing for your core?
The guy's ripped.
Yes. Although it is weird when you... Wouldn't you assume that if you were on the streets, you would be lean? I would assume there's a lot of walking involved, you know, a lot of physical activity, a lot of gathering, kind of a hunter-gatherer sort of thing. The meth.
Rufio asked, why didn't they tase him? I think they tried, didn't they? Didn't we say that yesterday? In the original standoff?
Yeah, they tried.
It didn't work.
Well, because he's insane.
And they shot rubber bullets at him, and that didn't work, because he has abs of steel.
It's insane.
You can't
shoot those abs.
This guy.
They're bouncing off of him like Superman.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Where does that fit in?
I don't know, but I love
it. He got his body from playing sports.
Buck just won. Okay, all right.
I don't know where that fits in, but it's a great...
I didn't think Buck wanted to play that.
Yeah, that's one of Buck's favorites. He's just been sitting on that
sports.
For a while.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
All right. That's in the news. April 17, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 and 5 is next on The Fan.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.